News on Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, and Katy Perry. Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi. Recap of the week that was on Ralphie tonight. Jordy, we start with Mariah Carey. She is headed out west. Tell me about this residency that she has in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's super excited about it. It seems like the thing to do. Obviously, Britney Spears has been doing it. And a source tells us now that Mariah's show will consist of 18 of her number one hits. And she'll also have a handful of other fan favorites and a few new songs. And the first performance will be on May 6th.
And this is at Caesar's Palace?
Yes, it's at the Coliseum at Caesar's, and she's actually going to be going head-to-head with Britney now, so we'll have to see which diva wins this one.
Yeah, Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi on Ralphie tonight. Miley Cyrus, she has found love, it seems. Patrick Schwarzenegger, Patrick's family, Jordy, how do they feel about this?
Well, as you can imagine, coming from the Kennedy clan and politics, they're not the biggest fans of Miley Cyrus, and apparently she knows about that. So how does she get her revenge? What better way than to write songs about it? So I think we can expect on the next album a little dirty details on the Kennedys.
Miley Cyrus getting personal. Looking forward to hearing some new music from her. They'll for sure wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippi. All right, speaking of new music and writing diss tracks, Katy Perry, she allegedly had a diss track aimed at her on Taylor Swift's album 1989, Bad Blood, about Katy allegedly stealing some backup dancers from Taylor. So Katy's getting ready to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Of course, all of these artists need something to hawk when they're going to have a platform like that. Bruno Mars last year, it was his forthcoming tour, which he sold out completely. For Katy, I'm guessing they're going to have a re-release of her album Prism, and there might be, with that re-release, some new songs, some new singles. Will we hear any of those maybe at the halftime show, Jordy?
I think you're on to something, Ralphie, because Life and Style has learned that Katy plans to debut a new single called She's So Creepy, a very thinly veiled attack on Taylor Swift. Basically, the song sums up Katy's feelings about a girl who's been a two-faced creep, and the source says it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that she's talking about Taylor.
Honestly, I'm just happy that we're going to get some new music from Katy Perry, and I would think, again, a re-release of that album, although this is the first that I'm hearing of the new music. Life and Style Weekly, breaking the story. Read more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippi, have a great weekend.
You too.